Building vocabulary. B. Meaning from context. Page 94.
Romantic love versus long-term attachments. There are many different kinds of love. There is the strong emotion we feel when we fall in love. There is the attachment between parents and children, and the quiet feeling of security that develops slowly in long-term relationships when couples are together for many years. Your brain knows the difference between romantic love and other attachments. When we're in love, the amount of a brain chemical called dopamine increases. This increase in dopamine gives us the extra energy we feel when we're in love. At the same time, this increase in dopamine can make the brains of people who are lovesick similar to the brains of people with OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. People with OCD cannot stop thinking about something, and these thoughts can cause compulsive behaviors, actions the person cannot control, such as washing their hands again and again. Similarly, people who are in love often cannot stop thinking about the person they are in love with. Both people with OCD and people in love may sometimes find it difficult to function normally in their daily lives because of their thoughts. Fortunately, this lovesickness is a short-term condition. With time, strong romantic feelings decrease, and we can concentrate on real life again. As time passes, couples have higher levels of oxytocin, a brain chemical connected with calm feelings of happiness and trust. So is love only a matter of brain chemistry? In fact, while chemicals do affect the way we feel, psychological factors are also important. We might be attracted to someone who likes the same things we like, for example, or someone who makes us feel safe and secure.